The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
And hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2009. I'm hearing clicking. Are you okay over there?
Mm-hmm.
With me, as always, my love, my wife, the girl downstairs, is Elgwin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Elgwin?
It's good and bad and good and bouncy and boing, 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 boing.
Oh, you're just all excited.
Ah! It's a combination.
We leave for the fanfare tomorrow morning. I haven't been to the fanfare since it was in Boston.
Well,
that was, what, 2003? Something like that?
Yeah, that was the same year I went to in Vegas.
No. Ah. Well, then it couldn't have been 2003 then. It was probably 2002.
2002, they had one in Seattle. But this was back when they had...
Now, when the hell did I go then?
I don't know.
Helig is saying 2002 it was in Boston.
Yeah, well, they had two of them. This was back when they had just EverQuest. It was EverQuest Fanfare, not SOE Fanfare.
Oh.
The last one I went to was in 2003 in Vegas at the Hilton, and it was just EverQuest. And then shortly after that, they changed it to include all the other games.
Hmm. Well. Well, I'm sitting here, and I'm hoping you're going to be joining me later on. I'm sitting here in the brand new Premier Club here in Norrath on the Antonia Bale server. I'm actually here at the Maiden's Fancy. Maiden's Fancy is a burlesque gentleman's club type atmosphere. We were here for their grand opening on Thursday. Very tasteful, very nicely. We had a ball. I mean, I had a great time. Did you have a great time, Elgwin?
Oh, yeah, there was bards up there singing and a few dancers, and it was nice, and everybody was role-playing.
And the visual imagery I was getting, you know, because as they're doing their poetry, they're doing their songs, they're doing emotes on how they're dancing while they're up on stage. Of course, you know, there's only so much you can do with the in-game animation. But they were emoting what they were doing, and the visual imagery was awesome. Now, of course, this is, you know, like I said, this is sort of a gentleman's club, so if you're under the age of 18 in real life, please don't come. There is a book. The books came out in great timing for this. There is a book at the entrance. You must agree to the rules and regulations of the club or get out. And, you know, it's nothing... You know, I don't think it's anything horribly wrong, but it's more of a mature setting, and I think it's great. I actually wanted to do this myself, and they beat me to it, and I'm so glad that they beat me to it.
Well, yeah, but they're doing a really great job.
They are doing a fantastic. They're doing a, so much more of a better job than I would have.
Well, they're capturing the feel of the Maiden's Fancy from the original EverQuest, which is in Nariak.
Right, and the guild leader here is actually portraying herself as being a descendant of the original owner of the Maiden's Fancy, which, of course, was back in EverQuest 1.
And the Maiden's Fancy is in the city of Nariak in the Tier 2 Guild Halls.
In the Tier 2 Guild Hall.
Is now, in the, I want to say it's the dock area.
No. It's near the it's near the residential area, but not quite there. There's a bridge you have to cross to get to the residential area.
Okay, yeah,
and
right.
You have to turn down a road before that. But if you're not level 80, you really can't get here. And the way you get here is they set up...
Chrysalia's Plaza. Sorry.
They set up a player... What class is that has Call of the Hero? Is that Wizard or...
No, it's the same thing as Mir.
That doesn't tell me anything.
He's a Conjurer.
Is it a Conjurer?
Conjurer.
Okay. Well, they have a Conjurer set up to Call of the Hero you to the entrance of the Guild Hall. So if you want to come, you're of age, and you want to enjoy the festivities and the fun, they have a Conjurer ready. And I don't know if it's going to be the same guy every night, but his name is Malachi? Malachi, I believe. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And he will bring you over to the club. It's very, very free and open. Very free and open area here. It's neutral. I don't care if you belong to the Knights of Freeport, if you belong to the Knights of Kinos, or, you know, the Legacy of Honor, or, you know, whoever. It doesn't matter. Everyone is welcome. There is no fighting. If you fight, you will be kicked. There is a nice little slash command that will allow them to kick you from their guild hall, and then you will be banned from the guild. And you know, I was just Jana just asked a question. I was just about to get to that. There is male and female entertainment. They will cater to anyone, you know, anyone who has interest in coming. If you know, you're looking to hear from a Karen or a Ratanga or something like that, they will do their best to accommodate you. After the fanfare, I plan on having the guild leaders of the Maiden's Fancy on the show so they can further talk about this, but I just wanted to give them a big old plug because I really, really like this. I like the concept of it. I like what they've done. The guild hall is just phenomenally decorated.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. This is very beautifully done. And, you know me. I've been plugging for years for more mature content or something like that, you know, and they're providing it. And they're doing it very tastefully. So my hat's off to the folks at the Maiden's Fancy. And come on down. Matter of fact, they're having an open mic night right now as we're speaking. Anyone who wants to take the stage and say some poetry or do a dance or anything like that, come on down to Nariak. I will spell out the name in the OGR channel. Malachi. There we go. You can send a tell to... I'm thinking it's Malachi. That's what it looks like to me. I just spelled it out in the OGR channel. Send him a tell. He'll bring you on over safely. And, hey, hit the stage. Well, don't just hit the stage. Speak to someone who has a Maiden's Fancy guild tag above their heads. And they'll see that you get on the list. As long as there's time, of course. So that's my plug for the Maiden's Fancy. And come on down. And we'll, like I said, after the fanfare, we'll try very hard to get the guild leaders of the Fancy on the show to talk about it. Fanfare!
Yes?
We're leaving tomorrow.
In the morning. Oh, did I tell you?
What?
Leonie Art and three of our guild members are flying down at the same time.
Yes, I was told that. See, Leone, Santania, Krellick, and Dalar will all be on the same flight. So that's pretty cool. I look forward to meeting everyone. Oh, and in the spirit of plugging the Maiden's Fancy and stuff like that, just so you know, there is a little unpublicized little featurette that I'm doing. I have these little buttons made up. Any girl that comes up and gives me a kiss at the fanfare, it can be on the cheek, that's fine. You give me a kiss at the fanfare, and you'll get a button that says, I'm one of Jethel's girls. I have 24 of those made up. And they're little buttons, and they have a big old heart on them with silhouettes of two women on either side of the heart, and it just says, I'm one of Jethel's girls. Now, of course, you got a special one.
I have the special one.
Yes, Elquin has a 6-inch button, I think it's 6-inch, that says, I am Jethel's girl.
Sorry, that button's taken.
Yeah, that one belongs to Elquin. Well, yeah, we do have... We do have other things that we're doing as well, and I want to plug this. I'm going to be plugging it throughout the show. If you have a cell phone and want to follow me on Twitter. I'm not a real big Twitter fan, but, you know, for this, it'll work. It serves my purposes. Go to twitter.com/Kithacore, and you can subscribe to my feed there. And during the fanfare, and I'm going to do this twice. I'll do it twice during the fanfare. I will tweet a question. The question will have to do with lore of EverQuest 2. And I will also give a hint to where I am in Bally's. I'm not leaving Bally's. It's going to be like 110 degrees out there this week. I'm not leaving the freaking hotel. But I will give you a hint where I am, or I just may come out and say it. Be like, here's the question, and I'm at so-and-so's booth. You know, that's fine. First person to find me, and I do have, you know, if you go to kithacore.org, I have the announcement for the contest and a picture of me so you know what I look like. Find me at the fanfare face to face, tell me the answer to my question, and you will get a prepaid 90-day free EverQuest 2 play card. You can play EverQuest 2 free for 90 days. And I'm going to do that twice during the fanfare. Of course, if you win once, you know, don't try it again. So only one prize per person, please. Runners up, we have, I guess the fanfare must have been in New Orleans one year. And Sony has provided me with some, they look like Mardi Gras beads. You know, the beaded necklaces, but they have an EverQuest 2 logo on them.
Yes, they were in New Orleans once.
Okay. And people who find me afterward, I think I only have like 4 or 5 of those things. Something like that. But people who find me after the correct answer has been given will be given one of the necklaces.
The first person.
Lyra wants to know if I will have Free Realms merchandise. No, I'm not bringing any Free Realms merchandise with me. The only thing I have of Free Realms are those playing cards. They're real playing cards, but they have the Free Realms characters on the back. I have those, but I'm saving those for, like, the Where in Norrath is Cheese and Nibble Buns contest. But, I'm going to... Twice I will tweet. Yes, I said that correctly. Lore questions of Norrath. Old and new Norrath. Whoever finds me first gets a 90-day prepaid card for EverQuest. And runners-up will get the beads.
We're going to throw everybody's name in a hat and do a drawing later for a guest spot on the show?
Sure. You can take down names.
I'll take down names.
You take down names, and we will have whoever, you know, and people come up with the right answers, we'll take down your names, and we'll randomly pick someone. We'll put your name in a hat. and we'll randomly pick someone. If you want to be on, if you want to come on the show and tell everyone how great I am, I don't know
how great they are.
We can talk about your character.
Yeah, we'll talk about their character, what they do in the game, what they enjoy. That sounds good.
Sounds good.
I mean, if you don't want to be a part of that part, you better tell me, or I'll, you know.
Right, yeah. If you don't want to be part of that drawing, if you don't feel like coming on the show, then, you know, tell us, no, I don't want to be on the show. Okay, so, nope. You know.
Now, there's some questions in channel. Hellwig wants to know if,
You're breaking up something awful again.
Hellwig wants to know if guys can get the buttons.
If you don't mind wearing a button that says, I'm one of Jethel's girls, then hey, more power to you.
And, no, I didn't get any buttons, you know, to
hand out. No, Elquin does not have buttons to hand out. Although, that would have been funny if we would have thought about it earlier.
Well, what would have mine been?
Ooh, someone is wearing an outfit here. I'm going to get closer, because I'm not sure. I got to find out what this outfit is.
Uh-oh.
It looks really nice. I'm going to sneak back to my chair.
Since I wouldn't say you're one of my farm town neighbors either. That's not, no.
Oh, I can't get this. But it looks really neat.
Why can't you get it? What is it?
The Insidious Cloak and Mantle. It's only for rogues.
Oh.
That looks really neat. I like that. Oh, well. I can't wear it. Anyway, moving on. So, yeah, so we have two contests going. Well, not really contests. One of them's a contest. One of them just looking... I'm looking to get kissed by pretty girls. And, yeah, so fanfare, leaving tomorrow. I know you're all excited.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and the thing I'm dreading is the airport stuff.
Oh, I know. My duffel bag is so I don't think I could possibly get anything else in it.
We still gotta measure it, and we gotta weigh it. What are we gonna do if it's too heavy, hon? We're gonna have to, you know?
Well, how the hell are we gonna weigh it? We don't have a scale.
We do too in the bathroom. We just put the boy on, weigh him, and then give him the bag, and then subtract the difference.
I suppose it's not really accurate, but I suppose it works.
Well, better than, you know.
Lyra wants to know if I will be singing Frostfell songs at the fanfare. I will not be singing Frostfell songs at the fanfare.
No, but with luck, you will be doing karaoke, and hopefully they'll let you do...
Yep, now karaoke night is what?
Hunting Gnolls. Well, that is Friday, I believe.
Is it Friday? I thought it was Thursday.
Maybe it is Thursday.
Jenia on the Antonio Vale server wants to know where the what address in Neria, because the maiden's fancy. It is the Tier 2 Guild Hall. Send a tell to, and I'm going to spell this out again in... the chat channel. Okay, send a tell to Malachi. There we go. I just spelt it out in the chat channel. And he will call of the hero you to the guild hall entrance, and you just visit. Tier 1. I'm sorry. Tier 1.
Tier 1. I thought it was a tier 2. Yeah,
This is a tier 1?
That's huge.
We got to move to Neriak. Yeah, yeah. The Legion of Kithacor moves to Neriak. No.
Yeah, right.
No.
That's what we blew up. What are you talking about?
Legion of Kithacor blew up Neriak.
Well, no, not the Legion of Kithacor. It was the Kithacor Rangers.
Hey. I wrote my lore 2 years before they did.
Okay, but the lore books say.
Yes. Kithacor's Rangers blew up Neriak. I know. Anyway,
yes.
moving on.
And the Leatherfoot Brigade halflings.
Right.
With little gnomes that they drug in who made the blow-up thingies. Anyway.
Hey, Hoopy's here.
Hoopy is the banner bearer.
Yes, the bearer of the banner.
Banner.
He has our Legion of Kithacor banner. We FedExed it down to him. And he says it arrived in great condition, and we're going to be bearing our banner at the fanfare.
Yep.
I'm being bapped. Apparently, Call of the Hero is not a verb.
What were you trying? Are you trying to
so,
call
so I guess saying that someone will call of the hero you is incorrect.
How would you say it?
I suppose it would be someone will perform Call of the Hero for you. Or okay. Cast Call of the Hero for you.
On you.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So there okay. we go. Uh-oh.
What?
Is that TN? Someone is taking the stage and they turn the chair around backwards.
Uh-oh.
That can only mean a chair dance. You know, I love the imagination of the Dark Elves and stuff, but by God, the names, I can't pronounce them. Alethray, I think her name is Alethray. I believe so. I could be wrong about that. But anyway, she is the, if I'm not mistaken, she is the descendant of the original owners of the Maiden's Fancy.
Yes, I believe so.
And she's up on stage and she's turned a chair backwards. And she's starting to sing. At times like this, I wish I wasn't doing a live show.
You'd be up there singing with her?
Well, during their grand opening, I went up and did a number. I didn't strip or anything like that, but...
No, you had Van Halen's band out with you.
Yep, I had Van Halen's band out with it. And the funniest thing, you know, they have dancing poles on the stage.
Oh, that was terrible.
They have three dancing poles on the stage. And, you know, after 3 minutes with the Van Halen's tribute band, a random god will show up. Well, Tenere showed up right behind one of the dancing poles.
That was just wrong.
And she started dancing around the dancing pole.
You know, that's just wrong.
Oh, God. You should have heard the comments from the audience. Of course, the audience being mainly composed of Dark Elves. And
it was not good.
And there was a lot of folks from Freeport calling Genera, you know, a whore, basically. Oh.
But you had to go there.
You got to admit, it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was funny.
But it was funny.
Yeah, Tenere was pole dancing. I wish I would have gotten screenshots of that.
You should have.
I was too busy working my macros, actually.
So, what did you think of Midnight Enchantments?
Midnight Enchantments. I liked it. I liked it. I put the items that you can buy to good use. I look forward to getting more of them next month. I wish there were more than once a month, though.
Well, no, it's only when the moon's at a certain point.
I know. It's supposed to be a full moon type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Seems like it will be on every 20th of the month or around there.
Right, and I got misinformation when they were actually going on. It's actually lasting for 48 hours and not 24.
Well, what I read was 24 to 48. It was not quite set.
Domino wants to correct us. It's Moonlight, not Midnight.
Moonlight Enchantments, sorry.
The Moonlight Enchantments.
We'll get it right.
There's a moon. Oh.
But I had a good time with them. Even though a lot of people didn't like the one with the mosquitoes, it didn't bother me.
Oh, God, the one with the mosquitoes. I'm never going back there. I don't even remember.
Why?
I don't even remember what was in the zone for buying. But,
it's not that bad.
They had a huge aggro range. I mean, I'm trying to pick up something.
You even try to just cammy up and run around and
you
just kill the one?
You cannot. You cannot do your little collection or whatever and remain camouflaged.
No, but you could sneak up on the ones there and kill them and then pick up stuff. It doesn't take that much to kill them.
Demon must be destroyed.
I thought it was fine. It was a change of pace from all the other ones. Each one needs to be a little different, so it's good.
Yeah, Domino was saying it should be 48 hours from now on because they were having issues with the timing. Well, I suppose, you know, you're trying to accommodate a global audience for participation, and 24 hours may not be long enough for some people to enjoy it.
It took me all day Saturday to run all of my other alts through, which was 5.
But at least the mosquitoes, they weren't hard to kill.
No.
They were just really annoying. Matter of fact,
mosquitoes are.
I was ignoring them. until I got down to 50% life, and I'm like, oh god, now I gotta start fighting.
I just went through, just wiped them out, and then went and did it really fast. It works. Yes, and Tinkerfest is supposed to be coming soon. Maybe around the 4th of July weekend, possibly.
Tinkerfest.
Tinkerfest.
Domino is saying that the Tinkerfest has not anything to do with the 4th of July and never had, and she's never said anything of the sort. So do not expect it around the 4th of July.
Okay.
So it's coming soon, but Domino is saying not around the 4th of July.
Frostfell in July? No.
No. But remember, Lara is not a Frostfell elf.
Then there's something else that's supposed to be happening around fanfare time, which is now. There's supposed to be lore books on random vendors in-game that that will give you clues to the next expansion.
Well, it's pretty obvious by the glacier, by the large glacier that's now available to explore, that
and the emblems that
it's going to be Velios.
And the emblems that look very familiar to some, you know, giants that we used to kill a long time ago.
So I'm convinced it is Velios.
Well, that's fine. I still want the friggin' books, and there is a lore channel.
Well, you know what happened? What that means? If it's Velios that comes out, Shard of Growth.
To Nair's place.
Yep, Shard of Growth.
Good. Stay out of there. Don't kill no bears. We don't want to go through this again.
I think they're gonna
not another 500 years.
I think
unless you're really into being the
witch. Hey. I think they're going to put it in the coding that I can't actually enter.
It's Jethel! He's barred! Oh, come on. After 500 years, she better let you back in.
Ah, to hell with her. Anyway, so taking the stage now is Posy Pedal Puller. She seems to be quite lovely. Halfling, I think.
But there is a lore channel that a lot of us who are interested in getting and collecting lore and the books, you can join befallen.lore. And everybody who is going to be looking for these books will be, you know, sort of chatting in there. And if you would like to, you know, when they come out and you're not sure where they're at, you could pretty much go into that channel and find out.
Domino has just made a decree.
She did?
No Frostfell cubes, mounts, or hats.
Yay, Domino. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Preemptive strike against Lara.
But as far as the, there you go. Join Befallen Lore. Or, yeah, well, there is a voice channel, too. Join Befallen.lore or voice... join befallen.lore. We have people from the lore channel listening to the show.
Join befallen.lore.
Yes.
Now, if you care to visit the Legion of Kithakor Hall on the Antonia Bale server, T2, I have Jethel's lore written. It's above our banking area in my office. I have Jethel's lore written in 8 volumes. You know, it's 9 years of lore.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of lore.
I only got 2 books so far.
And if you go over to our kitchen area, you'll see a sitting area with a...
bookcase.
With a bookcase next to the fireplace. And I've placed other books there, including Bloody Kithakor. That's in 5 volumes, I think. And I also have 2 stories on the bookshelf written by our own HUD. HUD is actually becoming quite popular with the stories on this server.
Oh, yeah. He's doing some excellent work.
Mm-hmm. He's very creative. I'm liking him.
One of his books is on the table by one of the couches over there, too, because it lays flat. I figured that would be a better place to put it. But
and you know what I'm really enjoying about his books? They all seem to revolve around warning you against trolls.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I like that. Remember, in the Legion of Kithakor, no trolls. Matter of fact, the maiden's fancy no trolls. Okay, I can't say that. I don't run the place.
So, have you been out to the Fens yet?
For... Oh, you mean the new quest?
Oh, and Lyra. There's a book about Lyra in there. You got to talk about that one.
Yes, there is a book about Lyra. If you go into the... you can actually buy it on the broker. But if you want to just read it, you can go to the Legion of Kithacor website. Not website. Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall. We have a... It's not really a Frostfell tree, but it's, you know, a snowy tree with snow falling all around it. And under the tree is Lyra's book. 10 Reasons Why Lyra is a Frostfell Elf.
Yeah, and it gives very good examples, and it was a good study on the subject, I thought.
I thought so, too. Very in-depth coverage.
Yes.
Investigative reporting. And who was that by? That was,
starts with a K. E-L-L. Something around there. We're not there to pull it out, so I can't remember.
God, my mind's...
Come on, channel.
I know who it's by. I just can't think of it.
I know. Somebody in the channel's got to know.
That's okay. We'll announce it once we remember it.
So it's right there in the front of the hall. You can't miss it.
Yeah. Oh, Cardell.
Cardell.
Who is there Cade's wife. Who is Cade's wife.
Yes.
Cardell.
And she should know. She's been around her a lot.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Lyra denies everything. Says the book is a lie.
I heard it's branching out to other servers.
I don't think it can.
Yeah, it can.
No.
Yeah, it can.
Oh, wait. Can it actually get into your... No, wait. Sure.
No, you just go there, create an alt, get a book, and write it in there.
Oh, I see.
See?
I see.
So it'll probably spread.
Oh, probably.
Spread out like fine peanut butter. Anyway.
Like Ratanga's in peanut butter?
Yes. Now, have you been out to the Fens yet, at all?
To do the quests?
To be out here at all. Have you seen the ice flow and the dragons out here yet?
No, I haven't been there yet.
They're so cool. They kind of remind me of, you know, Oriental type dragons with the long whiskers, their heads do.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They're beautiful, though. And then they've got their bodies are made of turtles. But
well, that's kind of weird. Okay.
But they're really pretty, I think.
It's Gamera.
Yeah.
It's Gamera.
No, it's not Gamera.
Protector of children.
No, it's not Gamera.
I liked Gamera. He was my favorite of all the Godzilla monsters. I loved Gamera, the turtle.
Yeah, but he didn't have a dragon head.
No, he didn't. He had large tusks. Or something to that effect. Large bottom teeth. But anyway.
Yeah. I found a new horse I want.
The frost one with the...
Yeah, I have it.
With the transparent
I
horn.
I don't have it yet, but I have the link for it right here. It is so cool and so fast. It's expensive, and it's going to take a work to get it, but damn, I want it.
How expensive is it?
40 plat.
40 plat? Holy crap.
And you've got to build up...
Faction.
Faction, like, a lot. It shouldn't take me more than a few days. I know Venok did it. He did it in 4 days or so, nonstop working. Not that I can do it like that, but I figure every 30 minutes I can generate 4,800 faction.
We're being told by Kalena on the Antonia Bell server that it's 100,000 total faction.
Yeah, because you're starting out at negative.
Oh, I see.
And during the course of the quest, you get a mask that you can wear. So you're not KOS to them, so you can start doing the quest.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I see.
See? Somebody did it in 8 hours. But I think the horse is well worth, you know, the plat. It's the fastest horse in-game, from what I understand. And then when you add on any... mount AA mount buffs you got, I mean, you're just going to be just hauling butt across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whee! what was that?
I can see that.
I like it. So it's
but,
not.
But again, I don't do mounts. Jethel needs,
I know.
Jethel needs to maintain his shapely ass, and he runs everywhere.
You've got the tightest butt in the game, I know. He runs everywhere. You could bounce quarters off his butt. Well, plat off his butt, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people here tonight. How many people are in the Guild Hall right now? 25 people in the Guild Hall right now. In the Maiden's Fancy. Come for entertainment.
And let's see what else.
Oh my
besides
God.
Besides fanfare. I'm going to see Criss Angel.
Yes, you are.
Major? You didn't really want to go. And
no, not my thing.
And I thought, you know, I know there's one thing I really like to do. And if we get down there and I haven't done it, I'm going to be sort of like, you know, it's down the road and I'll be done. So I went ahead and I got a ticket for Wednesday night to see Criss Angel. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go see Criss Angel. Halig is going with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, I mean, we're not going to be sitting in the same area, but we will be at the same show and I don't have to go down by myself. And
well, that's good.
Makes me feel a little bit better. I was a little worried about not so much getting down there as coming back by myself.
Right, after dark. Yeah,
well, everybody said, we'll take a taxi. Well, you know.
But now you can take a taxi with Halig.
Yep, probably do that.
Halig is telling us in the OGR channel that when the horse runs, it actually leaves footprints made of ice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It looks cool. I like it.
Very good. I
want one.
Very good.
I know Drell says she's probably not going to because she's got like 6 alts. She's has a lot of faction to run through for something like that.
Yeah, true.
On that many.
Mm-hmm.
But, when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, I don't need another mount, really, no matter how fast it is, but I took a look at it and went, you know, I like it.
That's a cool looking mount. It really is.
So have you taken a look at the schedule for Fanfare?
Not really. Let me see here.
I mean, we're going to try and get the guild together to do the live quest, aren't we, on Saturday?
Well, of course. May as well go ahead and announce that now because we have quite a few people from the guild online right now. For those of you going, we are going to try to get together and do the live quest. What is that, Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday.
So.
What's that?
I believe so. There can only be 10 of us, but that doesn't mean the rest of us can't help the other ones.
Right.
So we'll pick out the best 10 to do this, and the rest of us will cheer the rest of the guild on.
Now I know that when I was at the one in Boston, my guild's team lost because I wasn't there.
Well, you'll have to be the captain of it.
Yep, Anne came back to me after they lost, after they all gave up, and we were just about ready to leave, and she's like, "Gob, you just couldn't remember the name of a goddess with butterfly wings," and without skipping a beat, Zegany. She's like,
"Well, this."
She's like, "Oh, Zed, why didn't you say anything? You didn't ask me."
Well, this might be a little tougher for you because it's EQ2 lore.
Yeah, I'm not real up on the EQ2 lore actually, but we will certainly give it a shot.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Thursday, vendors open up, lounge, reception, and late night gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, registration, game room open. Vendors open up, get a lounge, an auction.
Silent auction where they can bid on the, if I remember right, it's bidding
banners.
On the banners for the different servers. And I think from what I understand from Warsaw, says that there's not going to be any table markers on the table to indicate servers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they usually get stolen every year. Like the one I've got behind me that says Aurolus Mar.
I see. And then there's a Star Wars Galaxies trading card game. Apparently they're going to be talking about the station launcher. Yeah, that thing has been in beta for, what, a year or so now?
Which?
Station launcher.
Yeah, but it's still work. I mean, it's,
yeah, they have a lot of events going on at the same time. From 10 to 11 a.m. Will be the official podcast Brenlo, Ashlane will be joined by Leone, Delmon, and Xanadi from Online Gaming Radio.
We'll have to come over and stand and watch him.
I have been left out.
You can go. We'll go over and stand and watch him and make puppy faces.
I feel so dejected. It's okay, because I have little buttons that say, I am one of Jethro's girls, and I will give to every girl that kisses me. Delmon doesn't have that.
That's true.
At the same time, they're also doing behind the scenes with customer service. At 11 o'clock in the morning on Friday, they're going to be doing the EverQuest 10th anniversary celebration. So that's very cool. I would like to go check that out myself. Doing some stuff with Legends of Norrath and Free Realms, the agency, community relations, all at the same time.
Yeah. I will say that the table thing that I have from 2003, I think is when I snagged it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it after the thing. I mean, this was like a Friday, Saturday night, I think I snagged it when we packed up.
Oh, here we go. The EverQuest Live Quest. Now, that's not EverQuest 2. That's EverQuest, I think.
Yeah, that would be different.
Is going on at noon on Friday. You know, one thing I would actually like to peek in on?
Mm.
The Matrix Online Player Gathering. At noon on Friday. That's it. The Matrix Online, after the fanfare, will not exist. They will not exist.
Well, at least they have a gathering for them.
I would love to see... I would love it if they would put out a video. Because they announced that there was going to be an end-of-the-world event. Live in the game.
Yeah.
I would like to see it.
Don't you have Matrix...
I don't. I haven't had the station pass in quite a while.
Well, you have it installed, right? You have a copy?
I have a copy right beside me, but it would probably take a few days to patch.
Well, I don't think you're allowed to patch. I read somewhere they're not doing the patches. I don't know.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to do it anyway. But yeah, they're supposed to be doing some kind of end-of-the-world event. And yes, just as I predicted, Woody over at GU Comics had the Matrix Online hit the Bug Zapper.
Oh.
Well, it's a tradition. Every time
I know.
Every time a game goes under,
he gets the Bug Zapper out. Yep.
I think the fly, you know, he has two flies, one representing Horizons and the other one, Shadowbane.
Mhm.
Who are always watching everyone else hit the Bug Zapper. And their comment was, "Well, he couldn't dodge that shit, could he?" I thought that was a little disrespectful, but...
Yeah, I know. GUComics.com, Woody Harrison.
Hmm? I'm actually friends on Facebook with Ted.
I am too. Isn't he one of the characters in his things? Ted, in his cartoon?
Ted is Woody's imaginary friend.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there is a whole bunch of stuff going on. Let's see. Adventurers Guild... request. I'm looking for the line.
We're friends with an imaginary friend.
Apparently.
That's almost as bad as Mario the Super Cat or the Wonder Cat.
Yes, if you belong to Facebook, you can look up Mario the Wonder Cat, who is right downstairs right now, probably purring away. And you can become a friend with Mario the Wonder Cat. I am looking for the EverQuest 2
live event?
Live event, and I don't see
it. Is it Friday?
Not on Friday.
Then it's got to be Saturday.
I'm looking. Oh, there it is. Yep. Saturday at noon at the EverQuest 2 live event. Teams of 10 people participate in a 2-hour fun-filled adventure.
And if you've never done a live event before, you really need to try it. It's fun. Mm. I wonder if they're going to put Brenlo in a Bixie costume again.
Somehow I doubt it.
He hates that one, I remember when I mentioned that. But that's what he did in Seattle. They had him in a Bixie costume.
Mm-hmm.
Antennae and everything. And he was doing this conga line through the hotel. And if you imagine, the hotel lobby is just overtaken by us. I mean, the whole place, we've taken over the whole friggin' hotel. I mean, they're not, the hotels in Seattle over by the airport aren't that big. We're not talking Vegas big, okay?
Yeah.
So when the lobby is overtaken with live quests and people and this conga line.
Nice. And, of course, there's nothing on Sunday.
Sunday is pack your butt and go home.
Hey, we've had fun. Go home.
Do you remember where home is?
Are you too good for your home?
Anyway.
How am I going to sleep tonight?
If you keep me awake.
Hi, what time is it? Can we go yet?
Ain't it time yet? We have to get ready.
I figure we have to get up at 6, get out of here by 7, go drop the car off at 8, and get over to the airport by 9, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So we were going to have fun. I plan on having fun.
Well, me too.
All right.
But if you, you really should, if you want, I'll help you out here. I mean, to start the quest line, you start in Kai Long Plains and just go from there. Once you finish them, they will send you on to the Fens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the story is.
I think I'm almost done the ones in Kai Long Plains. I've been working on it, little by little. I'm taking my time. There's lots of time.
Oh, yeah. I had to stop and do the Moonlight. Isn't it Moonlight, she said? Moonlight Madness. Not Midnight, Moonlight.
Moonlight.
I was able to get the Nagathan plushie, the female.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And I got the potion that turns you into an elder one. That's the hottest one out of the three. Everybody's, I think, got that. I wonder if you take the potion, would you turn into a female Nagathine thingy?
No idea.
Snake lady?
I'm good, thanks.
Want to be a female snake lady?
No, I'm good. I think we're going to go ahead and take a break. We do have a brand new song that I recorded last night. It was suggested to me by Spiderbite from EQ2 Alakazams.
And I can't wait to see him.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be there. We're going to have some fun. We're going to see Den Mom and Win-Win and Domino and all those people. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my cell phone camera, and I'm going to go around to different areas, stuff like that, get on my knees so I'm at the right level, and I'm going to take pictures, and I'm going to Photoshop Dwarf and Cheese it in there. So we can say that my original idea was I was going to have cardboard cutouts of Dwarf and Cheez-It, and I would hold them in front of the camera in front of something.
I think we ran out of time, and that's sort of cheesy.
Yeah, it's kind of cheesy, but it would be kind of funny.
It'd be hilarious.
You'd be like, Brenlo, can we have a picture with you? Then hold up the cardboard cutouts of Dwarf and Cheez-It. It would just solidify the idea that I am insane. That my sanity has never been in question, folks. I'm nuts.
Yes. Really.
Okay, so we are going to take a little music break. Brand new song. They say that all the gnome and halfling kids down in Bobbleshire, they're shouting Kinos Rocks. And we're going to hear them right now. We'll be back in about 15, 20 minutes, folks.
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields. Mass hysteria. It's mayhem out there.
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp,
or
Jethel has released a new song.
Back where I belong. Golden dreams and and Dragons 2. Watch the rise of the shattered moon. Sitting by the Claymore with you.
Oh, Kino's Rocks. Kino's Rocks.
Call me friend now and then, and you'll come back for more.
Kino's Rocks. Kino's Rocks. Kino's Rocks. Kino's Rocks.
Okay, and we're back. Are you back?
Compared to being front?
Grooving side to side.
Fun?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Fanfare.
What the hell are you planning on telling me this?
Now? Is your bags packed?
All my bags are packed. Ready to go.
Keep going.
I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. You better wake me up, and you're not saying goodbye. I'm going with you.
But the plane is leaving. Leave you behind.
No!
Gonna have a drink with Hoopy, he'll raise his stein. I'll torture Brenlow and Ash Lane till they see me dead. I'm going to the fanfare, making this crap up as I go along.
You're doing good.
Thank you. I try. Okay, so, I'm still hanging out in the Maiden's Fancy, and I think the entertainment is actually done for the night. They've opened the bar. And you missed it.
I'm sorry. I'm out reporting on the Rhyme faction.
I wonder why they called it the Rhyme.
I don't know.
And that's R-I-M-E, not R-H-Y-M-E.
But you'd still say it Rhyme.
Yeah, yeah, it's still Rhyme, yeah.
Rhyme-y.
Just wonder why they come up with a name. Maybe Domino knows. Who knows?
I think she's been running away from Lyra.
Oop, Jazern has something he wishes to tell us. Go on, Jazern. Is a type of icy frost is called Rhyme. I see. Rhyme means a light layer of frost.
Aha! They are kind of frosty out there. It's interesting how many different races they have working for them.
Hmm.
Well, back in old EverQuest, you could build faction with the giants or the dragons. And a lot of people went and did all the faction for the giants to get armor from them. And then turned around and did the dragon faction, which of course ruined your giant faction. But to me, the armor that I could work for under the dragons was better than the the Giants, so I just didn't even do that.
Hmm.
You remember that, the armor?
Yeah, there was a couple people here tonight. Matter of fact, Venok is here, and Venok has the Rhyme armor. It looks pretty cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. But back in the old day, there was two types of armor, too.
Mm-hmm. Actually, so, there was three.
Well, okay, there was Velius, there was the Giants, and
Hold it. Velios is the continent.
Well, okay, the dragons.
Thurgadin. The Thurgadin armor.
The Giant.
The Giants, I can't think of the Giants' name right now, and then there was Skyfire. Not Skyfire. Over there. Sky something. Sky Shrine.
That was the dragons.
Dragon. Right, the Sky Shrine. Right.
And then there was
Kale Draco.
Right. And then there was Kuldane.
Right, which is a Thurgadin.
Which was the dwarves.
Right.
Okay.
Frosty Dwarves, giant town.
Now, if I remember right, you could have Kuldane faction and giant faction, but you couldn't have, I mean, Kuldane faction and dragon faction, but you couldn't have the did I say that right now? You could have Kuldane faction and the dragon faction, but you couldn't keep the giant faction.
Right.
You could have Kuldane, no.
Anyway, who cares?
Kuldane and the Giants
together? You're talking about an expansion that happened, you know, 8 years ago. Don't worry about it.
I know, but that was a big part of our EQ days.
Mm-hmm.
At least it was for me. I mean, every time I turned around, Crom wanted me to go. Crom Battle Axe from Clan Battle Axe would always send me out to...
Remember how much people bitched about the Ring and Shawl quest? That's nothing compared to the quest we have now. People were like, oh no, I have to do one quest and then another in order to get this thing. Oh, it's so hard. Compared to now, it was a freaking cakewalk.
Oh yeah, the Shawl quest. That was just... one of the good things out of that quest line was the Vial of Velium. That you could use as a gate. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I used to keep those. I had a stockpile of the vials made up and all the other little parts, so when I used it, I would stop and that was pottery. That's something we don't have in EverQuest 2, but there was a pottery trade skill. So you use pottery to create the vial that you put the Velium potion in. And you used it as a gate. The only thing is, when you used it, you always ended up over in the Kuldane City. But for a ranger, we didn't have escape.
No, not back then.
Having anything that would give you a quick, you know, a port of any sort was like, yeah, we keep those.
But of course, I had the Tolan's breastplate.
Well, yeah. That would get you to the Phaedark. That had a long cast time. So did the Velius potion. I found
The Velium gate potion was a 15-second gate time, but the breastplate had a 30-second gate time. And, you know, when you needed to get out of somewhere fast, that wasn't very good.
No. And then later on, when Rin was old enough, because I was boxing a shaman, he could make gate potions, too. I forgot what the cast time was on those.
Don't know.
And the evil people were the only ones that could get the sledgehammer. Those goody-goodies couldn't get the sledgehammer to port with, because we you really didn't want it, because it ported you right in the middle of that city, which was only good for evil guys in the over there. So the evil faction had basically a sledgehammer, and us good ones had the Velius potion.
Mm-hmm.
It all worked out. So what are you doing? You're quiet.
Oh, I'm doing something I probably shouldn't do while I'm on the air. RPing. Nothing naughty. I'm just rolling.
No, but you always complain to me about, oh, we were fighting or something, and you're not paying attention to what's going on.
Blah, blah, blah.
Ah!
Fanfare tomorrow.
Airplane ride.
Airplane. Give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take the fast train. Anyway.
You need to talk more.
You're bringing this up now? Oh, you mean on the show. I see.
Jeez.
I was going to say, what the hell's wrong with you?
You just promoted Hoopy to our...
Yes. Hoopy is now a chancellor.
Of the fighters.
Chancellor of our fighters house in...
The Legion of Kithagor.
Legion of Kithagor. I've divided the ranks up between the base classes, and we assign a chancellor to be the head of the base class, and Hoopy has been promoted to head the fighters. Yay, Hoopy! Woo! You know what? We haven't announced any dings. I know we had some just before we went on the air. So let's see. Go back to the event here. Ivy Doo is now a level 52 sage. So congratulations to Ivy Doo. Where's the trade skill? The trade skill bling. There we go.
Bling.
Blink.
Speaking of bling.
What do we got here? Ivy Doo is now also a level 37 illusionist. So congratulations to Ivy Doo. So let's see here, what else we got? Tolly is now a level 23 Shadow Knight. Congratulations. Oh, I'm hitting the wrong button. That's the guild ding. There we go. Alethrae is saying to me, you seriously just did not sing Ava Cassidy. I have no idea. That's the letter, I believe. I don't know who sings it.
Which one?
My baby must have wrote me a letter. Give me a ticket for an airplane. You know, that one.
That was Jefferson Airplane, I thought.
I have no idea. I know lots of songs, but I have no idea who in the world actually sang them.
I could look that one up. I mean,
I'm sure we can look it up really fast, but, you know, that's... Wow.
What?
Tolly was really busy today. Tolly made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 levels today.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot of levels.
He was working his little buns off.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The Vagabond Knights have dinged. I understand that they are now level 80.
Wow. We're working on that.
So I'm going to give a big old level 80 ding to the Vagabond Knights. Congratulations, you guys. Let me see, where's my special level?
Hoopy is,
Hoopy is what?
Hoopy is saying that, that's Mama and a Papa's song.
Leaving on a Jet Plane was originally done by John Denver. And the Mamas and the Papas covered it.
Mamas and the Papas were before John Denver.
Let me look this up. Because I'm a John Denver fan.
And Lyra wants a ding. I don't know why, but she wants
a
ding.
Okay, Lyra, why do you want a ding? What have you dinged?
She has to justify the ding. You can ask for a ding anytime you want, but you have to tell us why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Leaving on the Jet Plane is a song written by John Denver and Kenneth Broder in 1967. They wrote it during a layover in an airport in Washington.
In Washington?
That's what Wikipedia is saying.
Who first sang it?
It was originally recorded by the Mitchell Trio. The original title of the song was Oh Baby, I Hate to Go, but then John Denver's producer, Mitt Olkin, convinced them to change the title. Wrote the song after his flight was delayed. Blah, 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 blah. Spanky and Our Gang sang it. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
That's probably where I'm thinking.
Hmm. Peter, it was actually Peter, Paul, and Mary's biggest hit.
Right.
Becoming their only number one hit on the Billboard 100 in the United States. Yeah, apparently John Denver also sang it in 1967 on his Rhymes and Reasons album, which is the album I love. I love that album. And they list an entire... They got an entire list here of people that have covered this song from 1969 all the way to 2009.
Lyra Ding, level 60 provisioner, by the way.
Ah, 60 provisioner. Well, congratulations, Lyra. There's your trade skill blink. Personally, I think trade skills need to get a more important sound when they ding. So congratulations, Lyra. I need a drink.
I need ale.
Oh, that reminds me. I should probably look up Grimwell.
And do what?
And just go up to him and go, Grimwell, how about some ale? He hates that noise.
Oh, yeah, that drives him nuts.
He hates that... He hates that noise with a passion. I don't know why.
It just sounds so...
Well, you know what it is. I mean, that's just a sound effect that Sam Kennison used to use when, you know, simulating drinking.
I think he said it sounded like you were drowning or something.
Quite possibly.
Maybe he's immune to it now.
Oh, drowning in ale! What a way to go, right, Hoopy? Ha-ha!
Okay, Lyra is saying that I am constantly mispronouncing her name. So is it Lyra or Lara? What is it?
Lyra or Lara?
I thought we went through this once before.
Maybe it's Laura. Can't be Laura. It's not spelt like Laura. Maybe it's Fred.
Fred?
Could be Fred. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to bring up. Because QZ in the Legion of Kethagor had mentioned it. They recently changed the undead pets. Now they look like undead people in shorts.
No,
or
he
diapers.
Looks like he's in a diaper.
Looks like he's in a diaper.
I will tell you one thing.
Hmm?
After checking hers out at very close proximity,
uh-huh.
He's got a heck of a package on him. I'm sorry, I just have to say that.
Now, see, how come the undead guys can have shorts and stuff like that with a pronounced package, and we have to wear long, tattered pants?
I mean, he really is, like, got a package there.
So what you're saying is if you were a necromancer, you'd be all over that.
I think so.
Gotcha.
I mean, he's not... I mean, when you look at him from the side, it's not pronounced. But when you look straight on, it's like, wow.
Okay, then.
This is interesting.
Bit of a graphic shadowing thing going on there, you think?
Not just a little bit.
And Vex Nella from the Befallen server is mentioning that maybe we should get female undead. I don't see any reason why not, but you know, that's not up to me. I can just make the suggestion.
Does the song, does your ears hang low, do the wobble to and fro mean anything?
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a mature audience warning on the show, and she's the cause of it. Everyone thinks it's because of me.
You started me.
It's not me. It's her. Okay. So let's see here.
Well, what am I doing wrong here? This quest, ahead of the game, says I have to slaughter Clump, Kalrump, Liberation Leaders. Oh, leaders. I'm just doing... Oh, there's a leader. That's a different thing. Okay.
You must destroy the leader.
Well, they have liberators and they have liberator leaders, and I wasn't paying attention, I guess.
You must destroy the leaders.
Okay, good. No bad faction either way by killing them. Good.
It would be wise, my friend.
What, to kill the leaders?
Actually, I think that I did that pretty. I was trying to do my Saruman impersonation when he's talking to Gandalf.
That was Saruman? You sounded like the emperor.
Well, I always do the emperor pretty well. Let me bring up my base here.
Lord Vader, rise.
I think I do that one pretty well.
Yeah.
Wipe them out. All of them.
See, yeah, you sound like the Emperor. I heard that there's supposed to be a new Ghostbusters coming out.
Well, no, the video game has come out. There's a new video game, and of course, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Harold Ramis are voicing the characters.
Dan Aykroyd was trying to get
Ghostbusters
4 going.
There is three. They're trying to get a Ghostbusters 3 together with a release date of 2012, I believe. It's supposed to be Ghostbusters in Hell. Or something like that. I read something about it earlier this year. So, yeah, maybe.
And supposedly they're going to try and pass on the torch to some new ones, I think. Something.
Yeah, they're supposed to create a link between the original Ghostbusters and the Ghostbusters cartoon that was popular in the 90s, mm-hmm. in the early 90s, where they had a next generation type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be okay. But all I can say, folks, is please, Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, and Bill Murray, and whoever else had a hand in the first movie.
Oh, yeah, that's what I read.
Please write that script. Because whoever wrote the second one, why? Why? It was so bad. I was looking so forward to that second movie. I was a Ghostbusters freak. I saw it 12 times the first week it was released. But then the second movie came out, and it was just like, oh, God.
I think Dan Aykroyd is working on it. Mm-hmm. The script.
I know Harold Ramis was one of the screenwriters of the original.
But according to what I read, he's talked to all parties involved, and everybody's interested.
Good. I'm sure.
Even Bill Murray.
I'm sure Ernie Hudson would probably like a paycheck. Who would be a black guy? Actually, he made quite a good run with Oz. He was the Ernie Hudson was the warden in Oz, the HBO show.
I only got to see that a little bit.
You know, it's on. We have that 101 on DirecTV. They're doing it now. They've started from episode one.
I'll have to try and watch it. I never got to see it.
I'll have to set the DVR to record it.
And then we're going to have to remember to watch it.
I'm sure they've taken out, because the 101 channel is, public. It's not a pay-per-view type of thing, so I'm sure they've taken out all the anal rape scenes.
What? There was anal rape scenes in that?
Come on, it was a prison. It was a prison drama.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen any of it. So I'm totally clueless. Except the word Oz, and I think of the Wizard of Oz, okay?
Well, that's it. They called... Oz was a an experimental prison facility that they called Emerald City. It was called Emerald City, therefore it was the Oswald Correctional Institute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to agree. Ishia... from the Antonio Bale Service, saying the guy in the bad guy in Ghostbusters 2, Viggo the Destroyer, remind her of what Lucan should look like. And I think she's absolutely right.
He has a Lucan quality about him.
But a huge melon on top of his shoulders. As Bill Murray would say.
Well, he did.
It was quite a big head. You got to admit.
So when we get done with the show, can we hot tub?
Yes.
That will relax me enough.
Yes, we will go in the hot tub and we will relax.
And then I'll try to sleep. I don't know.
Because the hot tub has great honor.
You know, we're on the brink of excitement and fun and everything, and it's just, you know, and then this time tomorrow I'll be sitting somewhere. Well, I know where I'll be down at the Luxor, so skip that.
This time tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, but later on, I mean, or before, we'll be sitting in the hotel with friends and people we know, and we'd be laughing until we cry, which is something that happens at Fanfare, at least the two times I went. We always do something silly, and you end up laughing until you got tears running down your face. This is the best part. That and real hugs.
Yes, we're going to be hugging and rubbing elbows and possibly rubbing other things.
So bring your rubbing alcohol. Get it? No, just talking.
Bring the baby oil.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to be, you know, I am very susceptible to my, you know, I'm very open to my fans. If you guys happen to see me, come on over, give me a hug, shake my hand, whatever. Come on over, and I'm bringing CDs.
Yes, he is. Are you going to hand those out?
Yes, I have 25 CDs, all burned and ready to go.
No, okay, wait a minute. Before you go any further, before I forget, this contest of yours, if we're sitting around in a group and stuff, you know, you need to sneak off by yourself so none of the people that are around you at the moment know where you're
right,
at.
Right, for the contest that we're doing.
Yeah,
And let's go ahead and plug this again. Go to twitter.com/Kithacor. Subscribe to my Twitter feed. And sometime during the weekend, I'm going to do it twice. Sometime during the weekend, I will Twitter a question having to do with Norathian lore. The first person to find me face to face and give me the correct answer will receive a 90-day prepaid game card. So free EverQuest 2 for 90 days. And people who find me after that, you know, while they last, I have some Mardi Gras EverQuest 2 necklaces.
And for everybody else who can't go, you can still participate virtually. You can go to eq2players.station.sony.com and look up the virtual attending fanfare. They've got Twitter that you can hook into and catch up on anything that's Sony SOE fanfare puts out to Twitter, which they will be doing. They have Flickr, so they will be posting pictures. There is Facebook that you can hook into, EverQuest, EverQuest 2, EverQuest Online Adventures, Vanguard, Free Realms, Agency. They're going to be broadcasting the community address on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's links on the page here that will take you to SOE videos and SOE movies. And of course, you can always keep up on stuff on the Fanfare forums. So, I believe, what night is the address? That's Friday night.
Let me see.
That's when Smedley comes out and gives the address.
Let's see. The third annual community address will be on... This must be Saturday. Friday.
Yeah, Friday, because Saturday is the...
Friday at 7 p.m.
Because Saturday is the more of the big party. It's the birthday party part.
Hmm.
So... Matter of fact, they've got a few pictures up already for the Sony Fanfare.
Oh, yeah? Of them setting up?
Yeah, just different things, you know. So they'll be posting pictures as they go. And, yeah, I'm on Twitter, too. I'll probably Twitter more than he does. I won't have anything interesting, but anyway.
So there we go.
So they can still, people can still kind of keep a, I mean, that's kind of what we did last year anyway. We, watched the videos and checked out postings and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that anybody on the AB server happens to get a hold of one of the lore books that's supposed to be showing up on the vendors sometime around Fanfare. If you get me a copy, I'll pay you. Because I probably won't. Because they're supposed to be only up for a week at a time, each book or something. I have a thing about collecting books, so. So are you ready, hun?
Yeah. I think you're more excited than I am.
I had a hard time at work today. Poor Kitty, she's bouncing off the walls.
Oh, yeah. Kitty's been sending me messages every day for a week. Boing, 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 boing.
Well, I've been doing a little countdown on my Facebook, which gets her stirred up every time, which is amusing. I don't think we're doing a Where in Noreth is Cheez-It Nibble Buns tonight, are we? We didn't set up for that.
No, we didn't set up for it, and we got just too much going on. Next week, though. Next week when we get back to our...
normal stuff.
Next week when we get back to our normal schedule, I'm actually going to check in with... we'll see how tired I am.
Well, if nothing else, when we get back, I have Monday off. I can always go run him out someplace.
Well, I'm actually thinking that, I'll contact Chelsea at work, see how things went, see if she'd be able to hang on one more night if I need to, recoup from the weekend. But we'll see.
We shall see. Yes.
No, hon, you need to come out here to the fens and check this place out.
I will check it out in my own due time.
I know.
Don't push me to do stuff.
I like the turtle dragons.
Turtle. Don't you have to do a quest in order to get out there?
No. I mean, you can cammy up and run around.
Oh, so what you were talking about yesterday was you have to build factions so they don't attack you.
Well, there's a quest that gets you a mask that you can wear. I'll get it out here. And I'll link it in channel. It is Order of the Rhyme, Steel Saber Illusion.
Link it.
Oh, I'm trying. I have to put a space in there. Now, what this does is it sort of makes you friendly with them. It increases your faction temper, it's an illusion type thing.
Turns you into a Rotonga.
Yeah, that too. I keep forgetting because I always have my illusions off and I'm on a horse and stuff.
Mm.
So, but that will allow you to run around the camp and do the quests and not get yourself killed.
Well, that's good.
Or you could just count me up and come out and take a look.
Mm-hmm. I will look at it in my own due time.
But these dragons are killer. Kudos to the art department who made the dragons. I like the way the chain goes up and they've got it hooked up around his jaw up there, behind his jaw.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, they're solid too. I was able to climb up on one. Let's see if I can still do it. No, I have to come up on the chain. Go up above and you jump down and you can climb right up on them. Let's see if I can get up on the chain. How come you're sniffling and stuff?
Just sniffling.
You got your allergy medicine, right?
Yes. It's all packed. I'm being reminded of how old I am by my ex. It's my son's 18th birthday next month.
Wow.
I'm old.
Okay, I'm up on the dragon's back on his shell. Oh, I'm gonna try and climb up to his head. Whoop! Can't quite do it. His neck bends too much. Maybe if I was a little race, I could get up there.
Nice.
I don't think the chains are solid. I'll have to try it. I think I was able to climb up a little bit on the chains. Yep, chains are solid. So I can actually climb up to his head. Oops. Well, there's a point in the chain where it becomes non-solid. Damn it. Can't really get a good look at his face unless you're just down below. Let's see if I can pan out and turn the camera around. There we go. Oops. A little too close. Okay. These guys are really cool. Yeah, they look very much like Chinese dragons. Or what was the dragon from
The Neverending Story?
Story, yes.
I'm a luck dragon.
Yeah. They almost look like a luck dragon's head.
I like children.
For breakfast?
No.
That's what he reminds me of. He sort of reminds me of a luck dragon.
Falcor!
Well, the only problem, dear, I think this one would probably eat children.
I see.
He's got really cool looking eyes, too.
So he's a bad luck dragon.
I guess so. But yeah, I've got the camera turned around.
You know who my favorite character for that movie was?
The rock guy.
No, not the rock guy. Morla, the ancient. We don't even care whether or not we care. No, if I had to pick a favorite from that movie, it would probably have to be the scientist guy.
Oh, those guys are funny.
And his wife with the herbal medicine, and he's all about science.
It's my scientific specialty.
How sad is it that I know that movie by friggin' heart?
Neverending Story.
Of course, the snail racing guy was kind of cool, too, and the rock guy.
They look like big, strong hands.
But of course, just like most of the sequels in the world, they completely destroyed the movie, making way too many sequels. Actually, they didn't even have to wait to do it, because they destroyed it with the second one.
I didn't think the second one was too bad.
No. Second one sucked. There is no doubt about that. I saw a very funny photo today. It's two pictures of George Lucas. First one, George Lucas, 1977. And it's George surrounded by models and his scenery for Star Wars and stuff like that. George Lucas, 2009. And it's just George behind it in front of a green screen.
So I wonder if Fariona V and Antonio Bale will be there.
They're supposed to be.
We're going to have to get your picture with them.
We're definitely going to have to take a picture with Fiona V and Antonio Bale. I had actually sent word to Ashlane and Brenlow trying to get an interview with them. I kind of wanted to get a video interview with them, asking questions about their character and stuff like that. Brenlo and Ashley was like, we just hire models, right?
They don't know anything.
they really don't know the lore. So, like, well, all right. But we can at least take our pictures with them. The scantily clad women.
That's basically what they are.
Kind of like those pictures we had of me at the agency press.
Yeah, how come we're not going to have a Lucan? Why can't we have
something? Why don't they have somebody dressed up like Lucan for the girls?
Or just in general, why can't they have Lucan? All the Freeportians would love to meet Lucan.
Or Queen Kristanos.
There you go. Where's Queen Kristanos?
Venant comments, no Lucan, he's so not worth it.
I don't think so.
Domino is in agreement with us.
I think all the leaders of the major cities should be represented.
I agree. I happen to agree. And, what the hell was I about to say? Well, at least we'll get to see Fiona V. And Antonia Bale. And, of course, Brass.
The Brass.
Brass from thebrass.com will be coming in, I understand, a brand new outfit.
She's been working her dwarven fingers to the bone.
To the bone! To the stein! Okay, well, the show's going to be coming to an end pretty soon here, folks. If you'd like to hear any of my... If you'd like to make any requests, send me a tell, Jethel, on the Antonia Bale server, or you can go ahead and make that request live in the OGR channel on the Guck server. And I'll try to get everyone's, you know, in the last hour of the show, I try to play music for people, so. I'm just getting tired. I'm just worn out. I've had a rough week.
Well, we're going to be relaxing soon.
So remember, go to twitter.com/Kithacore if you're going to be attending the fanfare. I will tweet a lore question, find Jethel, tell him face-to-face what the answer to his question is, and you will get a 90-day prepaid game card. I'll be doing that anytime from the moment we arrive until Saturday night. So keep an eye on it. Make sure that when you sign up on Twitter, make sure that you sign up with your cell phone. You know, plug in your cell phone number so it gives you alerts. Who plays the Sultan? Not sure what the heck you're talking about.
I don't know. Kelsey? Is it Kelsey that said that?
Kuriyami.
Kuriyami from the Fallen.
Will there be a special fanfare edition of the Jethel Show? No, I'm sorry, we are not going to be... We will not be doing anything from the fanfare except enjoying ourselves.
Well, we do have the voice recorder, so we will be getting...
Yeah, we have the voice recorder. If we find anyone interesting that we'd like to interview, who knows? Maybe I'll, you know, harass Grimwell or...
And then we'll bring it back and play it on Tuesday.
Yeah. I could do something like that.
But we don't have the equipment to take and do a live show anyway.
No.
And that's a lot more than we want to drive around.
If we had a laptop, maybe. Maybe for a half an hour or something like that, but no. We're fine. We're just going to enjoy ourselves. This is a vacation for us, so...
Yeah, it is. And we're going to just kind of... Since, sorry, that's Twitter going off.
Ah.
I've already got my Twitters turned on.
But I haven't posted anything.
Well, I'm listening to more than just you.
But I should be the most important thing on your Twitter thing.
You are. You're at the top of the list.
I see.
Now, what was I going to say?
I have no idea. You're going to say how I'm the best guy in the whole world.
Well, yeah, you are.
Zach Rock.
Oh.
Hmm?
Doing fanfare voice, what about... Oh, there isn't any Wi-Fi in the hotel.
Oh, there's not?
No.
Well, that sucks.
Not as far as I know.
Hmm.
Oh.
So that would kind of stop us from doing a live
broadcast. Oh, definitely. Well, luckily, Twitter is all by text.
Mm-hmm.
So, we won't have that problem there.
We'll be tweeting.
Mm-hmm. We will. Okay, so let's see. I did get a request for Don't Touch My Beard. Oh, no, Mighty Dwarf... Yeah, it's actually called Don't Touch My Beard. The Dwarven Beard Song. So let's see here. And, of course, I will replay my new song, Kinos Rocks. May as well do the history of Norrath, since this is the 10th anniversary of EverQuest.
I know, I should have done a video. I've just been, I think doing two, like, so close together there last year, mm-hmm. sort of kind of burned me out a little bit. Plus, yeah. You know, I've got to come up, I'm running out of emotes, basically. I mean, there's only so many times I can have everybody dance. You know, it's just, okay, everybody do the derogatory dance on the count of three.
That's what we ought to do. We ought to get a bunch of people together and learn the EverQuest 2 dance and just walk up to Brenlo and do it and go, okay, Mr. Producer, we want new dances. That's what I think.
It would be nice if we had a couple new dances. That would add to my creativity for video shoots.
Yeah.
I am running out of emotes to use without feeling like I'm being redundant, you know.
Well, there's really not much we can do about that.
No, and I've tried to be creative. I mean, when you guys had to do line dancing, I came up with something else.
Yeah, we just kind of moved back and forth along the screen. Well,
it worked. It worked. But I was pushing it, stretching it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't want you guys up there going, da 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 da, shaky, shaky, shaky.
Shake it, baby. Oh, yeah.
But we should have a good time. Oh, our anniversary is when we come back.
Yes.
It was in July. And
Jethel and Eloquent Jenna's wedding anniversary, or hand fasting anniversary, 4th of July.
Well, you know, when we're in Vegas, we could always,
Is that a hint?
You could. They have even drive-through ones there, huh? Hoopy's got a car. I'm pretty sure he'll drive us to one.
There we go. Okay, I'm getting a couple of requests here. I'm going to throw some more songs on the pile here. Anything you want to hear, hun?
I think, is Ranger sexy?
Okay. Get that one going. Ranger sexy. The true life story of how Eloquent Jenna and Jethel met. Raining Night sounds good. It's Raining Blood. It's always a good song. I Want That Rock. Yeah, throw that one in there.
Yes, we're going to probably have a small get together for the 4th, but I don't know. The Nom Nom song.
Yeah, we could do that.
That's so cute.
Nom 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 nom. Let me see if I can find it here.
I love it when I can put that in somebody's head and they can't get rid of it for a while. I did that to workmates. They just about shot me.
They were like, no. Okay, well, it's 9 o'clock. Time to end the show, folks. For those of you going to Fanfare, have a great time. We'll see you there. Like I said, don't be afraid to come up and give me a hug or handshake or kiss or drag me into a dark corner somewhere. It's fine.
Yeah, just return him in one piece. That's all I ask.
Yep. And that's about it.
We'll, see you next week.
Yep, we'll see you guys next week. Do you have any shout-outs, hon?
Just to everybody we know.
Woo!
Hi!
Yay, everyone! Woo! I want to give a shout-out, of course, again, to the folks at the Maiden's Fancy. I've been here in the Maiden's Fancy all night. They had a great show earlier. The bar's been open. Real friendly people.
I know. I can say a shout-out to Warsaw and his lady, Oh, Zeta. Z-A-D-A. Ben Nock, of course. Everybody in the Legion of Kithagor.
Mm-hmm. And Ivy Do just dinged again to the level 54 Sage.
She's working like crazy.
She is working her little fingers to the bone.
Tim, Matt, and Kitty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone going to Vegas. Have a safe trip. And we'll see you there. And for everyone else, well, we'll see you next week. We'll have a report. I understand the Drunken Dwarf and Cheezer are going to be hopping in one of our suitcases and causing trouble again like they did last year. Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheezer Nibblebugs!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.